You are tuned to KBOO Portland. I'm Joe Clement. Welcome to today's COVID-19 report. Thanks to Alan Kahn for writing the headlines. Worldwide, there are now well over 2 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, with nearly 640,000 of those in the United States. However, the number of cases in the U.S. is thought to be much higher due to a lack of available test kits. As the unemployment rate in Oregon continues to rise, the claims system is suffering breakdowns. New filers have been reporting that the online claim system has been telling them to restart their claim from the beginning, even if they have been receiving benefits. Approximately 1 in 8 people in the state have lost work in the past few weeks. Attacking the World Health Organization on Tuesday, accusing them of mismanagement of the COVID-19 outbreak and cutting funding for the organization, Donald Trump has escalated his charges against them. Trump implied that the WHO deliberately downplayed the situation and said the organization is overly influenced by China. Trump also put forth the idea that the virus was made in a laboratory in Wuhan. Meat processing plants across the country have been shutting down due to workers becoming infected with the coronavirus. Smithfield Foods closed their plant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, after close to 300 of the plant workers tested positive. The plant produces nearly 5% of the nation's supply of pork. A total of around half a dozen meat production plants are closing their doors nationwide, including Tyson Foods, the nation's largest producer of poultry. Meanwhile, farmers across the country are plowing under thousands of acres of crops due to the closure of restaurants and schools, which normally provide a market for approximately half of the nation's produce. Dairy and farmers have also been dumping thousands of gallons of fresh milk again due to the lack of demand. Many farmers have donated portions of the surplus to food banks and programs such as Meals on Wheels. However, there is only so much perishable food that can be absorbed by these charities. This has been your daily COVID-19 report from KBOO News. Again, we ask you to stay home, stay safe, and wash your hands. Remember, we're all in this together. I'm Joe Clement.